You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. People who have a serious illness often say they don't remember the moment of diagnosis, what their doctor said, how they said it, and what they should do next. And some of them say they felt their doctor wasn't really all that helpful or kind. But doctors really struggle with these situations too. And as a result, important conversations and decisions may not happen. For about two decades, Dr. Bob Arnold of the University of Pittsburgh, along with some colleagues, has been honing in on ways to change this and to help doctors become better communicators. He was recently in Philadelphia and led a very intimate training with oncologists from around the region. Alana Gordon was there and has this report.
Chris Martinez is 45 years old and he has lymphoma. He's been through chemo and he's had a stem cell transplant. He hunches ever so slightly in his chair and presses his hands between his legs. He wants to be cancer-free.
How much time do I have if I stop the chemo? If I stop now?
Yeah. Honestly, I think that we're probably looking at a matter of weeks, either with or without the chemo.
This is what you might call a tough conversation. Really tough. Dr. Amy McKenzie gently leans in.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
That's no time.
Now, I should probably tell you that Martinez is not actually a real patient. He's an actor, Alan Riblett, and this is not actually Dr. McKenzie's office. The two are in one of those drafty, carpeted conference rooms in a hotel on the outskirts of Philadelphia. Oh, and they're not alone.
Where is he? Emotion or facts?
Emotion.
So don't ask, how can
Dr. Bob Arnold of the University of Pittsburgh has called a timeout. He's leading a training and sees that McKenzie is getting stuck.
This isn't what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
What else?
Arnold is intense but informal. He's not wearing his shoes, and he has on bright, striped socks.
Just attending to the emotion.
Arnold and some colleagues from the University of Washington and Duke have spent the last two decades trying to figure out how to improve doctor communication skills. They've designed this training called Vital Talk. Arnold says it centers on learning how to recognize emotion in that exam room and playing off it through different communication techniques so it can lead to more meaningful conversations.
If I give you information and you're really emotionally overwhelmed, you don't hear it. And then you come in the next day and you ask it again and I'm sort of frustrated.
Everyone loses. Arnold says emotions may also reflect what's most important to patients and indicate what doctors really need to address in that visit. He says doctors, for the most part, are not trained in this. Palliative care is starting to address it, but he wants to create an entire culture shift in medicine. His goal is to train half of all oncologists in the U.S. If he's able to do that, he thinks meaningful conversations could become the norm and lead to better care.
Everyone sort of talks about how their doctor knows the latest stuff. We want them also to say, my doctor really listens to me. My doctor really gets where I am. I feel like I can talk to my doctor about the really tough stuff that I'm confronting. What else can you say attending to the emotion?
You seem really upset.
This isn't what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Inside that conference room, Arnold and five other clinicians sit in a semicircle around McKenzie and Martinez, the fake patient. They all offer feedback to whichever one of them is up front in that hot seat.
You're doing great. You just need to hang with him. As he came in and thinking that he might get you to say it was curable.
During this timeout, McKenzie is trying to figure out how to make a plan for Martinez now that he really knows his prognosis. Arnold encourages her to wait and just be with him. He says this approach may actually save time and lead to more productive conversations. They reset and try again, picking up at that moment where Martinez learns he has just a few weeks left.
I don't know how this happened. I don't believe it.
This time, instead of chiming in to ask about what she can do to come up with a plan, McKenzie just sits with him and his emotions. About 15 seconds pass. The room is totally still. And then he asks,
what do I do?
What do I do? He brings it up.
He'll get there. You just have to sit with it. Perfect.
Arnold ends the role play. Now, he says, the patient is ready. He's in a place where he and Mackenzie are on the same page, and together they can map out those next steps.
So what's a take-home point for you?
Stop. Just stop. Have patience. I have a tendency to just want to push forward and do.
In general, that works well for us. It works well as an oncologist and as a nurse practitioner in oncology. It helps you get through the day. It helps you feel good.
Right.
And just sometimes, it doesn't move forward. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
It was really intense. It was really intense.
Mackenzie says this might have been a role play, but she encounters situations like this all the time as an oncologist at Thomas Jefferson University. It's hard to come up with the words, she says.
We want to fix people. And, you know, if we can't fix their cancer, we want to fix their other problems. And I don't think patients always want to be fixed. I think sometimes they just want to be heard.
Mackenzie says this exercise helped set in motion that realization. She says it means a lot because tomorrow, when she and others are back at work, there won't be any timeouts, no resets, just one shot, one chance with a patient. In a conversation that could be one of the most important defining ones of their life. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
Coming up on The Pulse, it may look like grass, but is artificial turf made with shredded tires safe?
We only know that we can't put our tires out on in our garbage or on the curb to be picked up, and now we're about to put our kids out on that same material, and that does not make sense to me.
Still to come on The Pulse here on WHYY.
Independence Blue Cross is proud to support WHYY's The Pulse. IBC believes in living like nothing can hold you down. But to live worry-free, you need someone to fall back on. With doctors and hospitals across the region, Independence Blue Cross is here to help. This year, you may be eligible for financial support designed to help you live fearless. More information at IBX.com or 1-800-ASK-BLUE. Independence Blue Cross. Live fearless.
Supporting WHYY's The Pulse, AstraZeneca promotes health and science education and disease awareness through initiatives such as the Young Health Program, which helps young people build personal qualities to live healthy, successful lives. Launched in the U.S. in partnership with the United Way of Delaware, the Young Health Program has reached nearly 12,000 young people since 2012. More about the Young Health Program can be found online at im40.org.